Review on Radio Yulmi.
Good morning, Yulmini. You are now listening to Press Review here on Radio Yulm right after the Italian one. It's 9:40 on October 12, and I'm very happy to be back after the school break. The cold weather is finally approaching, but this appears to be a good sunny day, the best way to start the second part of this semester. I'm Sabrina. Like every Tuesday, we host a part in Spanish with our friend Ayelen. Hi.
Hola, buenos días a todos los oyentes. Yo soy Ayelen Ortega y en un rato más estaré actualizándolos acerca de las principales noticias que están marcando las portadas, entre ellas la BBC, la Tercera y Emol. Entre ellas noticias deportivas, políticas e incluso del ámbito del espectáculo.
Coming back to me, here is what's making news today in Italy with Giulia Tramontano's ex-boyfriend sentenced to death and migrants coming back from Albania here in Italy and the government hangar. About sport, there is tennis with Sinner at the ITP finals in Turin, football with Inter Atalanta and their expectation to win the Italian tournament, and IVAR issue, which is the most important problem here. Also, the war in Russia, Ukraine, and the UK with assisting dying bill. Here on Radio Yulm, we start talking about the Italian, the PM's Impagnatello deserves life imprisonment. This is the first title from Il Corriere della Sera. The death of Giulia Tramontano, said the prosecutor in Assisi in Milan, is a journey into horror when she was pregnant, signing her sentence to death. They ask for life imprisonment and 18 months of daytime isolation for Impagnatello. The prosecution says he was lucid and cold, while the defense says he's a fragile man. The sentence on November 25th. Also, La Stampa opens with Giulia's death, a horror journey, repeating what the Corriere della Sera said. And Il Resto del Carlino talks about this story with life sentence for Giulia's ex. Giulia's mother caressed the MP that sentenced Alessandro Impagnatello after he killed his girlfriend. A nice gesture. The prosecutor Mendito talks about feminicide after a year nothing has changed. Moving into migrants, Il Corriere della Sera opens with migrants, the stop of the judges. After Catania event, the Court of Rome does not validate the detention in Albania with the wrath of Salvini. Meloni attacks the left on Bologna and syndicates, unpredicted phrases. La Repubblica also goes Albania another stop. The Court of Rome suspends the reception in Gladier Center. Appeal to the EU Court on safe countries. The seven asylum seekers immediately left for Italy. The government's anger against the judges says let's move on. The Court of Rome has remitted the case of detention of migrants in the centers of Albania to the European Court of Justice, suspending the misery of convalidi. The decision regards seven asylum seekers, Egyptians and Bengalese, on their way to come back to Italy. After what happened Saturday in Bologna, the premier attacks the mayor Leopold because he accuses her to be a fascist, and then he asked her for help. This is another title is from La Stampa. Migrants, the judge says stop. Migrants, a new stop. This is what says Il Resto del Carlino. And also Weekend in Albania, Il Fatto Quotidiano describes it as a goose game and highlights that we lost lots of money. Also Il Fatto Quotidiano interview a judge albino, and this is what she said.
Non c'è nessun braccio di ferro, nel senso che la magistratura non vuole fare nessun braccio di ferro. Per fare uno scontro bisogna essere in due e la magistratura non vuole fare nessuno scontro. Cerchiamo semplicemente di fare il nostro lavoro, di applicare la legge. È chiaro che c'è la primazia del diritto dell'Unione Europea finché aderiamo ai trattati fondativi dell'Unione Europea. C'è un obbligo per il giudice nazionale e c'è un obbligo per lo Stato italiano.
In this interview, she says that the state, the Italian state, has an obligation regarding this, and there is a law that Europe has to respect, and since we are part of Europe, we need to respect these laws. La Verità, another journal, talks about it with verdict already written, accusing it that it was already written, so there was no chance to be different. Talking about tennis now and sports, Sinner Year One, La Gazzetta dello Sport, opens with this huge title, and Sinner says, "I'm a very lucky guy," about the incredible ranking he did. Now he's playing the ATP Finals in Turin, where he got a trophy as he is the first in the world. After winning in two sets on Sundays against the Minar, he plays today at 8:30. Inter's double face, talking about football, La Gazzetta dello Sport, Champions is going great, but not in Italy. This is the analysis that came out after the important game played Sunday. Inter-Napoli finished 1-1 and Çalhanoğlu missed a penalty. The real Lautaro is gone, has gone, il Corriere dello Sport. He missed the preparation and suffered the commitment to his national team. Last year he did 14th goal and now he's still at 6. The VAR, video scandal, il Corriere della Sera. Rocky asked to the coaches to be more tolerant. However, Conte, interviewed after the game in Inter-Napoli by DAZN, was very angry. But now it is a common issue shared by all the coaches of every team. Ranking on the history, also by Corriere dello Sport, a huge run between Napoli, Atalanta, Fiorentina, Lazio, Inter and Juventus. This is the most entertaining run in the last 40 years. And lastly, with Atalanta, as their commands, La Gazzetta dello Sport. This is a title that certainly stands out better in Italian, but Atalanta believes in their ability. It was a matter of fact shown on Sunday's game against Udinese, who won 2-1. Well, the war in Russia and Ukraine and the effect by the U.S. government in Moscow. The Moscow also bombs the dams. We won't stop. This is the first title from Il Corriere della Sera. Moscow denies the phone call between Trump and Putin and intensifies the attack. Air alarm in Kiev and raining bombs. Dozens of Ukrainian aircraft were shot down after the drone battle in the past few hours, and Russian bombers continue to fly over the sky of Kiev. Victim also in the city of Zelensky, regarding American found Donald Trump Jr., the president's sons, who write on social media 38 days, then now pocket money for Zelensky. From father to son, this is the title from La Repubblica, an Italian journal, and it is referring to the comment Donald Trump Jr. did under Zelensky post. The money for Kyiv is over. The Europe cares. She should give them herself. Il Corriere della Sera says that the money is over. And also Steve Bannon, a Trump strategic since the first charge of Trump, goes that the money is actually over. And if the EU, if the Europe really cares, she should give the money herself. Going to the UK, assisted dying bills reveal strict safeguard on protecting patients. This is the title from The Guardian. A historic bill to legalize assisted dying will set out hardline safeguards that include lengthy prison sentences for coercion and powers for judges to cross-examine patients. The Labour MP Kim Ledbert said she believed that she had put forward the best possible legislation. Terminally ill could end lives 21 days after starting assisted dying. This is the title from the Daily Telegraph. Terminal ill patient could be allowed to kill themselves in 3 weeks. Judge will have to take evidence from at least one of the doctor and could question the terminal ill person themselves before deciding whether they should be allowed to self-administer the fatal medication. It stipulated that at least 7 days must elapse between the two doctors making the assignment and future 14 days after the judge has made a ruling. The Master welcomes wonderful right to die bill. This is from Daily Express. Dame Esther last night welcomed the publication of this wonderful assisted dying bill, described as the safest in the world. She is now 84 years old and a terminal lung cancer, but she sadly is not expected to survive long enough to see the bill become law. However, she is amazed to hear that the debate on this deeply sensitive issue is going through. Lastly, I'm going to talk about the Archbishop of Canterbury who risked to be cut off, but just after the song. Now remember to follow us on social media, on the profile Radio Yulm, on TikTok and Instagram, and also to contact us on the 331-14-38923. This is English Press Review. I'm Sabrina. I will come back right after the song.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense, building me a fence, building me a home, thinking I'd be strong there. Laying by the rules, the gods make roll the dice, their minds as cold as ice, and someone way down here loses someone dear. The winner takes it all, the loser has to fall. It's she kissed like I used to kiss you. Does it feel the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. You feel sad, and I understand. You've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes. Thank you.
back with the last news on this English Press Review. Bishop calls for Welby to quit over failure to pursue serial abuse. This is the first title of The Guardian. Welby must quit after failing to act on abuse, says Bishop. This is from Daily Mail. Church leaders face pressure to step down from clergy and victim of sadistic cussy. The Bishop of Newcastle broke ranks to say Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, must step down after a damning report found that his failure to act meant a profiling child abuser was never brought to justice. A petition calling the Archbishop to go, started by three members of the church. The Archbishop of Canterbury is facing increasing pressure to resign over his handling of child abuse scandal after a senior bishop called for him to quit. Church leader says his petition is no longer tenable after a petition calling from Justin Welby to step down had grown them to more than 8,000 signatures last night. A report last week criticizing him for his handling of abuse by the Church of England's most profiling abuser, John Smith Cussy. Let's cut now to the testimony of his abuses by a man.
He made me strip off my clothes, and he got out a cane and started to beat me.
In this audio, we see that the testimony from from an abuser, from what an abuser did to this man. And also, let's go to pressure mounts on Welby to resign. This is from the Daily Telegraph. The report found that his crime could have been exposed in 2013, but the Archbishop had become aware of the crime, but he never did. Let's go to the audio.
I first read about it back in 2013, I think. I was shaken to the core, shocked beyond description. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, it was utterly overwhelming in the horror I felt for that his victims suffered through this appalling, sadistic, evil abuse.
The Daily Express also says about this, can we really trust the Church of England to keep us safe? I think the answer at the moment is no. This is what the rightly people are asking the question. Bishop Hartley said yesterday, it's very hard to find the words to respond adequately to what the report tell us. Mr. Welby knew Smith because he attended the Evering Christian Camp in 1970s, but he review said that there was no evidence of that, and he maintained any significant contact with the bastard in the later years. The Archbishop has so far rejected call to quit over this handling of the scandal. This was the last news from the English Press Review. I now leave the microphone to my colleague Hailen from the Spanish Press Review.
Empezamos inmediatamente con la portada de diario BBC Latinoamérica, en donde se señala que la polémica decisión del gobierno del presidente de Ecuador, Daniel Noboa, de suspender a la vicepresidenta de Ecuador también a pocos meses de las elecciones. El segundo titular que aparece en este diario es que Trump nombrará asesor de seguridad nacional mientras que Rubio se postula para el cargo diplomático principal. Mientras tanto, en el diario Emol, al contrario, se señala que rehén de la comuna de Las Condes resultó ilesa y no se le entregó el dinero al sujeto que solicitaba, en donde más tarde entregaré los detalles del operativo que finalmente pudo liberar a la trabajadora de Las Condes. También se demuestra que la segunda sala del Tribunal de Disciplina conforma el fallo que absolvió a Almirón, el DT de Colo-Colo, y Colo-Colo sonríe. También se señala que Beyoncé lidera carrera a los Grammys 2025 con 11 nominaciones, en donde la cantante Montserrat Laferte postuló además a Mejor Álbum Latino de Música Rock. Finalmente, en el diario de La Tercera, se parte con una noticia de México donde Sheinbaum defiende a migrantes ante nuevo nombramiento de Trump. También Argentina fue el único país de Naciones Unidas en votar contra una resolución sobre los derechos de pueblos originarios. Y finalmente se cierra con una noticia que está bastante fuerte el día de hoy, en donde la canción de Karol G, Más 57, en conjunto con otros artistas urbanos, hace apología a la sexualización de menores, lo cual ha generado bastante polémica. Entre las noticias que se han señalado, hoy día vamos a explicar la de la rehén que resultó ilesa en la comuna de Las Condes, donde una trabajadora de la AFP Provida vivió un angustioso secuestro de más de 6 horas, en donde fue amenazada de muerte con cuchillo por un hombre que estaba solicitando un dinero de su exmujer. La trabajadora se mantuvo con vida en una oficina de la sucursal de Apoquindo, pero gracias al operativo de carabineros liderado por el OS9 y el GOPE, la mujer, tras las 6 horas, fue liberada con éxito, sana y salva, y sin que se entregara el dinero que se había solicitado. También en los últimos días se resolvió un conflicto entre Universidad de Chile y Colo-Colo, dos equipos de fútbol de Chile, en donde ya se venía de hace semanas teniendo varios problemas, donde la Universidad de Chile denunció a Jorge Almirón, el DT de Colo-Colo, por haber dado instrucciones durante un partido a pesar de que estaba suspendido. Además, pedían que se le restaran 3 puntos al equipo de Macul, es decir, Colo-Colo. Sin embargo, el Tribunal de Disciplina absolvió a Almirón en su primer fallo, y cuando la U apeló, el tribunal confirmó la decisión el lunes pasado, ratificando que Colo-Colo es efectivamente el campeón del fútbol chileno de este año, tras el partido de este domingo donde ganaron la estrella número 34. También... Finalmente, de acuerdo a la canción de Karol G y la polémica que se ha generado al respecto, esta canción es una colaboración entre varios artistas de reggaetón colombianos, donde ha generado gran polémica por su letra, ya que algunos consideran que hace apología a la sexualización de menores. En la canción, artistas como Karol G, Feid, Maluma, J Balvin, entre otros, cantan sobre una joven que se menciona explícitamente como de 14 años. La revista Rolling Stone además hizo referencia a esta canción, en donde la calificó como calificó la letra como una decepción y un mensaje peligroso, advirtiendo que este tipo de contenidos perpetúan la normalización de la sexualización de menores en la música. La polémica creció bastante velozmente tras el lanzamiento del video musical, con muchas críticas por la forma en que la letra además aborda estos temas que son bastante sensibles relacionados con la narcocultura y la cultura de la violación. Ante esta controversia, Karol G en sus redes sociales pidió disculpas públicamente, reconociendo el error y aclarando que no era la intención promover ese tipo de mensajes. Sin embargo, las críticas siguen apuntando a la responsabilidad de los artistas en la influencia que tienen sobre su audiencia, especialmente en temas delicados como lo es la sexualización de menores.
Thank you for staying with us today. This was our press review in English and Spanish. Remember to contact us on the 331-14-38923. I'm Sabrina, and here with me there is Ayelen.
Recuerden también que nos pueden encontrar en www.radioyulm.it y en el Instagram de Radio Yulm.
We would like to thank Pietro at the mixer and you that are listening to us. We will come back next Tuesday with other news from all over the world. See you soon.
Review on Radio Yulm.